Unit 8, Pharmaceuticals. In college, most of the students at the University of Arizona took up pharmaceutical studies as their major. Though Tim wasn't interested in this at all, he jumped on the bandwagon. Bandwagon. And he studied it alongside his friends and classmates. This was a very hard major for Tim that had him up late at night drinking caffeine. Caffeine. So that he could stay focused and pass all his exams. The occupants. Occupants. In his dorm were often partying late into the night, and this made his task even harder than it already was. All in all, Tim found his college studies to be entirely too overwhelming. Overwhelming. And he almost dropped out on more than one occasion. Despite all of his hardships, in school, Tim did manage to graduate with adequate grades and make it out of college alive. His parents were so proud of him and assured him that all his hard work and effort had been worthwhile. Worthwhile. Since he would be able to get a job without a problem now that he had a degree. Tim took up a job at the local drugstore only 2 months after leaving university. Each day he bleached his lab coat and used detergent. Detergent. On it to ensure it was as clean as possible. At the store, Tim handed out drugs that helped people in town with many different types of injuries. Injuries. Sometimes they were very minimal and his customers simply needed Tylenol or something else very mild. Once, a man came in complaining that his torso was badly bruised and he needed a high-powered painkiller. The man, however, did not have a prescription and Tim was forced to enforce the law by not giving him the medicine he wanted. The man was so angry that he threatened to take a megadose of aspirin instead, which would no doubt kill him. Tim was scared that the man may end up doing this, so he gave him some pills to help with the pain. What Tim did not tell the man was that the pills were not painkillers, but placebos filled with vinegar. Vinegar instead of real medicine. At the drugstore, Tim made sure to offer discounts. Discounts to elderly and underprivileged customers. He also gave breaks to people who were terminally ill and tried to get them the best drugs he could possibly get. Often, this would land him in entanglements. Entanglements with lawyers, but he was just trying to help the best he could.